Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of these starters coming in the first inning like they did in the 70s and 80s and pitching their butt off and being pulled. Sooner or later, if you're gonna go to this pitch count crap, you're going to have to start your relievers in the first and second inning. Like you said, if you want to bring your pitcher in for one inning, do it in the beginning of the game. Let your starter come in the third, and I want to see Manning pitch in the ninth inning and get that win and go out there with the pressure on him. You can't have it both ways. I'm sorry. That's all I want to say. You know, the game's adapted so much. You got to adapt with the pitchers too. It's when are they going to do that?
Well, are you
it's
saying
an interesting concept? Yeah. Just do it in reverse.
So that some teams do it. They have the opener come out, throw an inning, and then the starter settles in. Now that the heart of the order has already been retired, the starter comes in, has a chance to maybe go a little deeper into the game. Tampa was the first franchise I saw that did that. The opener concept and then go to the pitcher.
I think he was more talking about leaving
Flaherty in.
Yeah, he was at 93 pitches. I mean, you let him, the walk was scary. Okay, I get it. That's typically in the seventh inning.
That's when
doesn't mean that it's right. And this is where baseball's at. Okay, but it doesn't mean it's right. Situationally, if you let him pitch to Goldschmidt, let him pitch to Burleson.
He had 93 pitches. The previous two starts, he had 97. He had 100 pitches in a start this season as well. Could he have faced one more batter? Sure. That's the game, though. If you feel like the wheels are falling off, AJ has a great bullpen. It's a one-run game. Like, that's the pushback I would have, is AJ's right to trust his bullpen in a one-run game. If he sees signs of fatigue or anything sluggish from his starter, listen, if it's the bullpen of the Dombrowski era, I get it. Let the horse go another at-bat. Let the starter throw one more against one more batter. Well, with this bullpen, we're second guessing today, but that's one thing I don't want to second guess, is going to the bullpen. It's supposed to be a strength.
Here's what we don't know. And again, AJ's going to be on at 8:02. We can ask him this question. What was the conversation before Flaherty went out for the seventh? Like, do you read body language? Do you read what he's saying? Do you, hey, how you doing? Do you want to, how are you feeling? What, I want to keep you in as long as possible. And if he goes, I'm okay. Or if he says, I'm killing it. Like, those are two unbelievably different responses. One tells you, okay, I've got confidence and he's going to roll. The other one, if he walks somebody or there's a drop off in his velocity, or if there, if something changes, I need to get him out.
There's no shortage of things for us to talk to AJ about. Can we get a half hour with AJ today? I mean, seriously, Torque, Green, the bullpen, the game yesterday, where the team is at through the first month of the season. There's a lot to talk to the Tiger manager about. Coming up next, get to know Dan Dickerson a lot better. 97.1.
Hey, we're talking about baseball right now. The Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. If you want to watch all these great events, all these monumental events, hopefully we could be involved in them at some point. And dive into the best pool in history, that's Stadium Swim. It's also located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all these games, all these experiences at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen at Stadium Swim. And it's America's favorite place to watch all your events. Swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop sports party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, and it's located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get used to hearing more of that voice. Dan Dickerson, Flaherty, yeah. 14 strikeouts, 7 in a row to start the game, but they lost. We got an angry prep email from John Jansen. That one really burned you up inside that they didn't win that game. And you're not alone, by the way. I'm not trying to signal you out. I just don't see that from you all the time. It's a 162-game season, but this one really struck in your crawl. This one bothered you.
It did, and it bothered me because he was, again, you're playing against your former team. Your current team knows that. And I don't know how it all went down in regards to, did he want to leave St. Louis? Was he moved against his will? I mean, whatever.
Either way, it's motivation.
Yeah, you're playing your former team, and you want to beat those. I mean, you got friends on the other team. And it's just, it was an opportunity for this team to stand up and have his back. And he puts together a performance like that for whatever reason. And maybe he regained his old self, or maybe it was motivation because he was playing. It's probably all of them. His mom was there, wanted to play well in front of his mom, and his team didn't have his back. That's the thing that totally just irked me. And I was in that situation when I came to Detroit, played against Washington. Detroit hadn't won a game in 2 years. And that was the first win because my teammates knew, one, how important it was to me as a part of the team. And I was going to do anything I possibly could to make that a possibility. They had my back. We got a win. I was one of two that year. But it was...
It meant something.
It meant something.
Yeah.
And I could feel it from my teammates that they understood that it meant something.
So you look around at the Tigers hitters going,
does it mean anything to you?
Come on, guys. A little extra today. Can't be a four-hit day. Now, as you wake up, the Tigers did pick up the second win of the doubleheader. 17-13, winning record at the end of April for the first time in the A.J. Hinch era. 7-0-2, we're going to talk about expectations, overachieving, and set the tone for the month of May, which begins today against the Cardinals. Marcus in East Point, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I blame that first game loss yesterday squarely on our manager. I think Boley should have finished that game. I do get that, you know, we should hit better, but the book is out on the Tigers hitters. You throw the ball down, and they're going to swing and miss every time. They do it all day long. You throw them a slider, a breaking ball, let that ball just, they can roll it to the plate. They just swing. It's so bad just watching them sometimes, listening to the announcers say the same thing. Don't swing at the pitches that start out down, and they just keep doing it. I don't get it, but I think Hinch should have let Foley finish that game. I don't care about saving him for the next, you know, today, because he wasn't going to pitch in the second game anyway.
Right.
Saving him for today. You needed that game right there. This is the second game. I feel like his pitching decisions have cost us.
What was the
There's
other one?
There's a big difference between set. I think it was the Matt Manning start, not the no-hitter, but I think it was another start that he had that he pulled him early.
Yeah, Marcus, I have no issue questioning AJ. I mean, 162 games, I mean, it's fair game.
Well, I don't know AJ, so he can get mad at me.
Well, listen. Listen, I'm not going to pass along your phone number. He's not going to call you personally. That's just how this works. You're the manager of a baseball team. You are not immune to criticism. In fact, it is part of the job.
Not beyond reproach.
Exactly.
Not beyond reproach.
Exactly, Marcus. Now, I give him credit
A bigger issue, though.
Yeah.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with Perez when Urshela comes off the DH? Because if they send this kid down the way he's playing baseball right now, I'm going to be sick.
Marcus, I'm with you. I think it's probably 10 days away from having the discussion because Urshela is not really, you know, even taking batting practice. I know he's doing baseball activity. He's going to travel with the team. But in the next 10 days, if Perez is hitting anywhere close to this, he stays up. And, John, I think it's got to be maybe Parker Meadows?
Yeah, I would think that Meadows would be your number one to go down.
And Perez can play center field. I mentioned get used to listening to more Dan Dickerson because if you are an Xfinity TV customer, Bally no longer offered to you. More on that in the news with Heather.
Yeah, let's jump right into that story. Say goodbye to Tigers baseball if you're an Xfinity user, that is. So Xfinity has dropped Bally Sports after the two could not come to a new carrier agreement before Tuesday's deadline. So that means tens of thousands of Michigan customers are now in the dark for coverage of Tigers baseball. And if things aren't resolved over the next few months, that could mean NHL, NBA games as well. So if you want to watch Tigers games now, you can download the Bally Sports Plus app, and Bally Sports Detroit is still available on DirecTV and Fubo.
Yeah, so $20 a month. I use it. Plenty of people complain about it. But I don't have cable, so this is my way to watch Tiger baseball. And more people are either going to have to do that or, hey, we appreciate it. Listen to Dan Dickerson on the radio.
Yeah. Well,
Bally's is so frustrating because now you don't even get to watch it, even though you're paying for cable service. I don't want to pay. That's the one that gets nixed because I have other apps, some for me, some for the kids, and I'm just not going to pay $20 a month, especially when the Pistons blow. And you know, you don't need it for that time. And I know I could cancel it for that period of time, but you can't even, if I leave the house, I can watch every other channel on my Xfinity app remotely, except Bally's. I can't watch that anywhere else because they want you to download and then pay them directly. It's no wonder they're going out of, or they're bankrupt.
Now, it does sound like Comcast will start crediting customers because of this, according to a statement. So they did release a statement Tuesday night, and they said they would like to continue carrying the Bally Sports broadcast, but they have declined multiple offers, and now we don't have the rights to the programming. So they said, we will proactively credit our customers for the costs associated with them. Most will automatically receive $8 to $10 per month in credits.
Yeah, so, I'll take the credit. And here's the crime of it. I love listening to Benetti. It's a great listen. And obviously, I want to be able to watch the Tigers, but I've got no problem just listening to Dan.
Mm-hmm. This story is incredible. Thankfully, two nurses were on hand when a woman unexpectedly went into labor on a Royal Oak restaurant patio.
Oh.
Yeah, right there. So Elise and Sean Sparkman were dining on the outdoor patio at Lily's Seafood on Saturday when her water suddenly broke. So it sounds like they had actually just been to the hospital. Doctor said, you know what? You got some time. Go home, you know, walk a little bit, go out to eat, or maybe not go out, but grab a bite of food. And so they did those things, right? They said, okay, we'll go get some dinner. And right when she went to take the first bite of her food, boom, her water broke. So her husband ran to go get the car, was like, okay, this is happening. I'm going to go get the car. By the time he got back, he was a new dad.
Wow.
It happened that quickly, and the two off-duty nurses were right there at the table next to him, jumped into action, were able to help this woman, and thankfully so, because it sounds like the umbilical cord was actually wrapped around the baby's neck, so they were able to properly move that so baby could start breathing. The couple named their baby Penelope Lily Sparkman, Lily after the restaurant, which... Yeah, her neck was stuck, but thankfully, that predates you guys. That was a long time ago. One of my favorite drops. You guys probably don't even know what it means.
I don't even know the context.
Yeah, it was
epic.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What did they use to cut the umbilical cord? A steak knife?
I don't even know if they cut the cord. They may have just gotten the baby out, got the baby breathing. I know they put the baby on mom's chest, and then paramedics, firefighters got there and took her and baby right to the hospital.
They should cut the cord now that they no longer have dallies.
Right, exactly. That's it. Thank you, Greg. That's where I was going to go.
I was right there on a tee.
But the father says that the patio was packed and everybody was excited.
Right, yeah. He wasn't even there.
He missed the whole thing.
Great job, Mom. Where's Dad?
My gosh, what a story. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. No, I can't imagine
I love that,
that
they threw Lily in there as a... And it's a good name.
That's cool. And it's a great story. She could tell that story the rest of her life.
Yes.
Yeah, imagine if it was at a different restaurant, it wouldn't roll
Morton's.
Off the tongue.
Right.
Yeah.
Penelope Morton, you know, like, just doesn't...
Restaurant choice important?
I don't know.
That's Heather with the news. All right, coming up next... Do you trust them? It's 97.1.
Hey, when it comes to managing your finances, you need a bank that gets you and is genuinely interested in your success. That's why I bank with First Merchants Bank. Whether it's your business banking or day-to-day personal banking, First Merchants Bank is 100% interested in helping you prosper. First Merchants bankers are attentive. They take the time to get to know me and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation, and they'll do the same for you. That's the beautiful thing. They're going to sit down with you, ask you questions, and then build your plan. When you make the switch to First Merchants Bank, you're also going to get access to their highly rated mobile banking app with innovative personal finance tools. Plus, they're deeply connected to the community's needs because it's their community as well, and they volunteer and donate to local causes on a regular basis to ensure that we all prosper together. This is the difference of 100% interest in you. For a better banking experience, visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you trust him, this Detroit athlete? Couple ticket text. I didn't know Lily's offered delivery, Rob in Redford.
Well said. Uh-huh. Well done.
I wouldn't be excited seeing that while I was eating dinner. Reads another unnamed ticket texter.
You mean it would mess up your bolognese?
Well, they do a bolognese there, but they have some good seafood. A couple more ticket texts on the Bally app. John, what's even worse is the app's terrible. Bad picture quality, randomly drops, blocks you after two devices. It's brutal.
Well, and that's the thing is it's not an easy app to use. Like, it's not well constructed. It doesn't stream well. I had it for about a month when it first came out and got rid of it. Now, I know that, hey, there's bugs, but everybody I've talked to since then has said the same thing. It's not easy. It doesn't stream well. And it just, I'm not going to pay for it. It drives me nuts.
But they're winning. 7:02 expectations. We are going to mix in a bunch of Tigers on the show today. AJ Hinch at 8:02. Jameson Williams, do you trust him enough where the receiver room is essentially set? You may need another body, but when you see names like Zay Flowers get cut and Tyler Boyd, who is still unsigned, do you feel like J-Mo's got it on lock? This is fine. The receiver room is solid. Or are there still questions about Jameson Williams that make you go, hey, it wouldn't hurt to add a guy with a name, with a bit of a track record, just to be sure?
I would feel much more comfortable. I'm kind of in the in-between space.
By the way, Zay Jones, not Zay Flowers.
Right.
My
yeah.
bad. You yeah. knew what I meant.
Yeah, Zay Flowers is what, for Baltimore?
Yeah, young player for, yeah.
BC. Anyway, when I look at Jameson Williams, obviously we didn't see much of him in his rookie season. That was the ACL. That was not any of his fault. And then at the beginning of this year, again, we didn't see him a lot because of the six-game suspension that was reduced to 4 games. And then when we did see him, initially, it just didn't seem like he was a big part of the offense. He was targeted 3 times in his first game, had 2 catches. But let's go back to when we were in training camp. The question was, he was dropping a lot of balls.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw during the beginning of his time on the field, and it could take some time to adjust to the NFL speed, the game, but catching balls that's a skill that you've been working on your entire life.
Is it?
I walked myself into that one. Sorry. I was trying to find a way out of it, but there's no way out of it once you say that. But I just, and as the season went on, obviously Minnesota, he had 5 catches. Denver, he had 4 catches. We know what he did in the playoffs, but it wasn't like he was lighting it up with receptions. It was other ways that they were using him, with a reverse to start the game off in San Francisco. And he's got a lot of potential. He's got a lot of explosive ability, and you can't coach some of those things. Like what he does, his acceleration, his speed, all of that stuff, you can't really coach. And now I'm looking at it going, gosh, I really want him to be the Josh Reynolds and take up that production.
So Josh Reynolds, he was a trustworthy guy. I know everybody saw what happened in the NFC title game, and I'm not happy about it either. But he was very good at converting first downs, downfield. He was a reliable weapon for Jared Goff. They went back to their days with the Rams. There was reliability. When we say we want J-Mo to be Josh Reynolds, they're not the same style of receiver.
No, they're close.
But there are now 600 yards vacated on this football team. J-Mo should take about 550 of them. I mean, am I wrong?
So you're basically saying J-Mo last year, and this was minus 4 games.
Yeah, he had 350
yards. 350
yards. Can he get to 850?
So you're only asking for 500.
Okay, John. We'll do.
I know. I'm just kidding. You have a hard time.
Just shy of 1,000 for J-Mo in a year 3 breakout for a guy who is a first round pick, 12th overall. Like, I know
that's what it should be. I don't know that I necessarily expect that.
But shouldn't they expect that? And I do think the end of the season matters, and maybe we're overdoing it here, but that Denver game in primetime felt to me not just like his breakout game because of the stats, because of the way he was used. It wasn't like, hey, we're going to throw him 2 balls, one's a go ball, and then one is a, hey, screen and go. He was running real routes, and they were targeting him down the field. And then that NFC title game, he was playing really well, reverse and as a receiver. I feel like, and it's not a bold statement, we all know there's more there for J-Mo. It's time to expect it. I wouldn't say no to Zay Jones, but I don't think it's at all a need for a team that brings back its 3 leaders in receptions, and still that doesn't include Jameson Williams. If they do it, they do it, but I'm not going to sit here and tell people it's a need and you got to pound the table and please go get Boyd or Jones or any of these guys.
So it's kind of a unique situation because he does, because of his unique ability, has the opportunity, without even getting the ball, to open things up for Amon-Ra St. Brown, for Sam Laporta, for Jahmyr Gibbs, for some other receivers to catch it. But at some point, he does need to be a reliable threat. And I just don't know that he can be that third down, trust you to convert it,
but isn't that
receiver.
Isn't that St. Brown?
Okay,
isn't
so
that Laporta? But isn't that Gibbs as a safety valve?
If you're building a game plan to stop the Detroit Lions, what are you going to do on third down? The number one thing you're going to do is try and take away Laporta and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep.
and Gibbs could be a little bit of a wild card, but you can, that's your next one. And if those three options aren't there, because Goff is good at going through his reads, mm-hmm. he's going to have time with the offensive line. He can go 1, 2, 3, and 4. Is J-Mo the four that you can trust to convert those third downs?
Or think about what you're asking.
Or you still have them to be able to open things up, and you bring in a Tyler Boyd.
Sounds like that's what you'd like to see.
I would like to see him add another receiver. Yeah, I said that even before the draft, and they didn't end up taking one in the draft. And maybe it's Isaiah Williams, who is an undrafted, you know, rookie free agent that they did sign and gave him a little bit of money because they were in a bidding war with other teams. Maybe he becomes that sneaky, you know, third down conversion, trust the guy to be able to get to the yardage that you need to be able to catch the ball. But I don't want to trust an undrafted guy versus
J-Mo Moore.
A 12 overall pick.
They added two receivers undrafted, unless I missed another one. Calhoun, the receiver out of Duke's another one. He's a slot guy, shorter receiver, productive in college. Yeah, maybe those two or Donovan Peoples-Jones emerge as a fifth option. I think J-Mo, you said it, a fourth option. Yes, of course I should be able to expect him to be a fourth option on this football. What are we even talking about? Of course he's the fourth option. Why would I need to get, again? You could always use more good football players, but I don't think they need to do anything at receiver.
Our expectations are that Jamison Williams does fill that role because he was the number 12 overall pick, but it is somewhat limited in regards to the experience that we have. We don't get a chance to see him at practice. We don't know exactly what the routes are that he's supposed to be running. Is he doing all those things right? And if he is, I could see why the Lions would look at him and say, yeah, this is the guy that we expect. Their expectations are much more educated than ours.
Josh Reynolds, the production they're replacing, 608 yards. He had 40 catches on 64 targets for 5 touchdowns. He had 17, quote, big plays. Those are the downfield plays. And I think he led them in yards per catch. And a vast majority of his catches were first downs. That's what they're replacing.
Well, aren't you always the one that says you like having insurance?
Yeah. Well, I don't like paying for insurance, but it's good to have insurance.
Right. So wouldn't you like to go in and maybe for some that insurance is DPJ?
Yeah.
You know, DPJ is what, 25 years old? He still should be a very productive receiver. He was only in the offense for a little bit. He's had the entire offseason now to get with Jared Goff, to get with Ben Johnson, and to be able to develop his game in this offense. And maybe that's the answer. I think it's an issue, or it's a situation that they could address mm-hmm. with an insurance policy. Now, how much does an insurance policy cost? I mean, I don't want to pay Boyd number one, number two money.
I don't even think you want to pay him number three, but he has every right to ask for it. He's 29 years old. This is kind of a payday opportunity.
That's the other thing. He's 29 years old.
Yeah.
It's a short-term commitment.
Right, and you're not worried about that being on the books in 3 or 4 years right. if you lock him up to something shorter term. Where are you guys at on this? Do you trust J-Mo? Is receiver still a need for this football team? 248-539-9797. Plenty of Tigers ticket texts coming in. We'll keep talking about our baseball team, too. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With All Day IPA, here's what you get. It's a refreshing and deliciously flavorful, easy drinking, and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious, citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. Visit FoundersBrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings,
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Riley Green having himself a moment. Homers in both games. Dan Dickerson's call. Also got a pair of home runs yesterday from Wenzel Perez, switch hitter.
Yeah,
from
both the left sides side of the plate.
Exactly. And I do want to pay this off. Victor Martinez, the last Tiger to do it. The last Tiger rookie, Raul Casanova.
Oh.
In 96, rookie switch hitter, home run from both sides of the plate.
True Casanova.
I know nothing about Raul Casanova other than he is the last Tigers rookie to hit the home run from both sides of the plate. We brought up Jameson Williams. We're mixing a little bit of Lions. Plenty of Tigers today. AJ Hinch at 8:02. The whole Bally thing, we're going to get into it in the 7 o'clock hour. If you like watching them on TV, some of you won't be able to, not unless you jump through a couple extra hoops, pay a little extra money. Jameson Williams, are we comfortable with him in a more prominent role this season? Do you trust him to fill the production from Josh Reynolds? Or do you still want to target some of these veteran receivers that are still out there in free agency post-draft? The Zay Jones and the Tyler Boyds of the world. 248-539-9797. Gage in Clarkston, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
So I wanted to say about Jameson Williams, as a whole on the team and being a bigger role, I think he can definitely handle it because of what he showed in the NFC Championship game. Like stealing the ball away from the other guy, getting always seeming to find himself open. And I think he really did good putting the whole load on his shoulders of being that wide receiver two or wide receiver three.
Yeah, it depends what we say. Like Laporte is probably the second option in the offense. But yeah, wide receiver two would be J-Mo. And it should be. It'll be his third year. He's got full runway, no suspensions, no injuries. He's cleared for takeoff. This is a guy who should blow by defenses and be a game breaker.
I agree.
The word should is what scares you.
Right, yeah. And I'll say it again. Words matter. and you know, when we use words like he can be the number three, I agree. He can. He should be. I agree. He should. But will he be is the big question. And if why not go out there and bring in another option? Now, if it's cost, I understand that. But I just – are you willing to stake – a division title on that he is number three.
The belief in J-Mo for a team chasing the Super Bowl, are you willing to stake that belief in J-Mo? Ticket texters, he needs to have at least 50 catches this year. Well, yeah, I would think so. J-Mo will have a monster year, 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. Book it from an unnamed ticket texter. See, I'm not even trying to set the guy up for failure. That would be a ridiculously good season.
It'd be a huge jump.
I said if he got 500 of the 600 Reynolds yards, it put him just shy of 1,000.
Yeah.
And I think that's reasonable for a guy who was a number two receiver or number three target in the offense. Remember, the Lions bring back their three leading reception guys. It's not like they're going to throw him the ball 10 times a game and ask him to be a star. It's can you just slide into a more complimentary role in your third year? Hell yes, he can, and he should.
Yeah, he should. And, you know, the question is, can he?
Okay.
And I don't want to get caught up in the
semantics
of it.
I can't tell you he did.
The thing is there's positives the way he ended the season, and hopefully that carries over. And I'm not expecting him to be an 8, 9, 10 catch a game guy, but he should at a minimum be a 6 or 7 targets a game guy.
Some names. If you don't want to give J-Mo the benefit of the doubt and you want to hedge your bets and the whole insurance routine, Isaiah Williams, who they just took, this ticket texture says, looks like Amon-Ra. Watching the highlights, they look the same. It's crazy. Do you see any of that in the shiftiness, the route running?
It very similar to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yards
and
after
he
the catch.
Is a guy that will compete for those 50-50 balls.
What about Antoine Green? Bigger receiver, 4-4-40 stud at North Carolina. The Lions have only used him on special teams. Could this be his spot?
I don't think it'll be a spot, but I think he could be a bigger part of the offense, a contributor.
DPJ, Donovan Peoples-Jones, says he had 61 catches, 800 yards, and 3 touchdowns in Cleveland. He's young. He will have the whole offseason. He is the insurance if J-Mo isn't J-Mo.
Very well could be.
What's your read on like his path in the NFL? Because obviously you're familiar, we all are, yep. Michigan guy, Detroit guy. He's home now. In Cleveland, it felt like there were flashes.
Like that, it kind those of always totals, felt there were flashes.
Those totals aren't from one season, though. That's over several seasons. Right. I would love if he had an 800-yard season last year. He hasn't done that.
Right. There's always been these flashes. And, I mean, when you see him go onto the field, it was a five-star recruit. Mm-hmm. And you kind of always expected a little bit more. And then there were some drops and in some pivotal moments in college. And he kind of had the same thing with the Browns, where there were some drops at pivotal moments, and you kind of always just thought that there was going to be more. Now, more for the Lions, is it 30 receptions this year? Is it 40 receptions this year? That fills the void by Josh Reynolds.
And I stand corrected. He did have 800 yards in a season. It wasn't last year. It was 2022.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, Donovan Peoples-Jones had an 800-yard season. And yeah, I think...
That's your insurance policy?
That should be. I mean, again, J-Mo shouldn't need the insurance policy, but it always helps to have. When your house catches fire, you get in a car wreck, someone dings your door and you need to, you know, pay for it.
Leave a note.
Your insurance is nice. If someone doesn't leave a note, you're stuck paying the bill. It's good to have insurance.
Yes.
But it feels like they do have tiers to this. You have an unquestioned all-pro stud in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who will be the number one target in red zone, in third down, even if they're trying to take him away. You don't think teams try to take away Travis Kelce? Too bad. We're going to St. Brown anyway. He can get open. But if he's not, Sam LaPorta.
Jameer Gibbs.
I mean, these guys that are mismatch machines, LaPorta on a safety or a linebacker, Gibbs on a safety or a linebacker, J-Mo in spots, it all tears down. Like, everybody's got a role. Everybody can get a mismatch. Ben Johnson's coordinating it. And if your third or fourth option in the pass game doesn't click to the degree you want him to, I don't think he'll be a disaster, but if he's not, he doesn't take the step forward, you still have guys up and down the roster that fill in the gaps.
Yeah, I think there's a certain expectation, and maybe it's an overinflated expectation that when you're taking number 12 overall and you see what he was able to do in college, why can't that be duplicated at this level? Why has it taken so long? At what point do you say he's just a guy instead of he should be a dude?
Guy versus dude.
Yeah.
248. It's going to be a real conversation this fall with the Lions. Some ticket text coming in on the Tigers. Of course, they split yesterday's doubleheader. Means they are 17-13. John?
You set the bar low, and you can exceed expectations.
Well, I don't think we set the bar low. We said 16-14 at the end of April. I don't think that was setting the bar low. We said, can we finally have a winning month? Something they hadn't done in years. They did it, and a little cherry on top, the 17th. Wait, don't squint.
No, well, just listen to yourself. Like, you say we didn't set the bar low, just have a winning month. Like, I mean, that is a low bar.
John, they can't win the Central in April. They can't
win a World Series but they can sure bury themselves, which they didn't do.
Historically, they have. Well, recently they have, and they have not yet.
I'm just saying the bar is low, and they did get over the bar.
Right, so let's acknowledge exceeding expectations.
Yes, and I'm excited. I really am disappointed. I can't watch it anymore, but I'm very excited that they are 17-13. They're 4 games above 500, especially with the ability, hopefully, to get another win today against the Cardinals, and then we'll really get a chance to see who and what they are. And I think this will be a great test for the pitchers coming up, because you got 3 on the road against the Yankees, 3 on the road against the Guardians. That to me is going to see, we're going to be able to say this is, I think we already admit that this is a legit pitching staff, but you're going to get a chance to go against some really good hitters and a string of good hitters, 4, 5, 6 in a row.
I got it right. I was Mr. Positive, all you negative people around here. I said 17-13. See, I was optimistic and had hope about our Tigers. All right, enough of the
one
nonsense.
One more whole win than
seriously,
us.
Seriously, if they would have done it this way, I would have said no way with the hitting. I'm getting to a point, I don't know if I can trust that the hitting's... It will get better some, it has to. But how much better? If Torque doesn't become who he's supposed to be, and at that point it's 230 and 25 homers, then I just don't know how they get out of their own way.
I just want to be fair. I've been skeptical. I have said I can't fully enjoy this because I feel like the other shoe is going to drop. I do have to give them love on May 1st that they are better than I even set the bar at. They are 17-13. They have a winning record. They are in the mix. Fine. Now becomes the question of what happens in the month of May. After Filar's update, I want to sit down, go through that. We'll set our expectations for post-Memorial Day. It's 97-1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.